This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Brits have been letting off a little bit of steam today over a subject we are getting ever more familiar with over here, fracking for natural gas. The government in London has given the go-ahead to resume test drilling for shale gas, tests that were stopped last year after they apparently triggered two small earthquakes. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Britain's embattled finance chief, George Osborne, sees shale gas as a lifeline. He told Parliament that Britain should follow the US example and get fracking.
We don't want British families and businesses to be left behind as gas prices tumble on the other side of the Atlantic.
Britain's supplies of natural gas from the North Sea are running down. The UK currently imports most of what it needs. In 20 years, it'll probably have to import all of it. Energy adviser Dan Lewis says the UK faces a simple choice over its gas.
Do we want to buy it in from abroad at a premium, or do we want to develop our own and get some tax revenues, some jobs, and help some of the parts of the country that really could do with quite a boost?
And he dismisses the two earthquakes triggered in Britain by fracking.
They're so small that no one could actually feel them. Not a single teacup was broken.
Trigger the UK!
No fracking way!
I can't hear you!
But anti-fracking protesters also point to cases of water pollution in the United States. And Helen Rimmer of Friends of the Earth argues that shale is a dangerous distraction.
We need to be reducing our reliance on gas and fossil fuels and developing our clean, renewable energy resources. And that would not only cut carbon emissions, but could create thousands of new jobs across the UK.
The environmental hazards and the economic benefits of fracking in Britain will likely pale in comparison with those in the US, where recoverable shale gas reserves are 40 times the size of Britain's. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.